Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Is the Mic Still On? Damn, it feels good to say that again. I appreciate y'all being patient with us, man. You know, getting schedules together for the summer is pretty tough, but we're so happy to bring you a new episode of your favorite podcast. This week, we start out catching up on current events, including the fact that Safari apparently got jumped by Meek Mill and his boys, and talking about the latest episode of Everyday Struggle with Vic Mensa and DJ Academics getting into it. Just as a disclaimer, we recorded this episode right before that whole fiasco at the BET Awards happened with the Migos and Joe Budden. So if you're wondering why we're not talking about that, that's why. Anyway, enough of me talking. Enjoy the show.
Wait, so we're not going to talk about Safari?
I had that on there. That is crazy.
Meek Mill and Safari. We don't have to.
Because I saw the video yesterday, and the first thing I'm like, damn, how old are you guys?
So I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, you didn't see it?
Okay, so basically what happened was Safari was coming out of some event in his all-white gear, looking tight.
And it might be fresh. You might want to use
Oh, yeah, he
fresh.
Looks funky fresh.
There we go. Cool. There it is.
Yes, yes.
2017.
Yeah, there you go. Bringing it back. And Meek Mill's truck pulls up, and a gang of dudes come out, and of course they rush Safari, and they try to jump him.
What?
I'm pulling the video.
They got in a couple licks, nothing major. Safari ran and got away. And
as you should,
let's put it out there like that. For saying
the hell am I going over here trying to fight seven big old behemoth ass motherfuckers, man? Like that don't make no sense.
Everybody was trying to clown Safari. I'm like, fuck all of you.
I've been jumped before.
Thank you.
You fucking run.
Yeah, you run.
The only people that say that they wouldn't run, a motherfuckers ain't been jumped before.
Exactly.
Like, and you have
I think I told this story before. Yeah, I fought my way out of the house, and once I got the fuck out of the house, that was it. I was open.
Thank you. You've never looked into the eyes of six angry dudes
who are trying to fuck you
up. To fuck you up. I run. Run. Fuck that. I don't care. Go knock out the biggest one. Then get fuck out of here.
Okay, even if you get the one, you got five other dudes.
People assume this shit is like a video game. Yeah, like you kill the boss, it's like,
you're not Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Right.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, like if you was Bruce Lee for real in real life and you fucking roundhouse kick a motherfucker in his head, the other motherfuckers might be like, whoa.
Right.
Hold the fuck on.
Right.
But you a normal ass motherfucker like me? Hell no.
No.
Wonder Woman was fucking some people up in that movie.
Wait. Why did this happen?
That's what
Because
that's what I don't have the backstory.
And I don't know. I shouldn't know this kind of shit. I want to know too. So I went and did my Googles. Apparently the beef comes from Meek Mill was threatening somebody. I forget who. Oh, Drake. Meek Mill was threatening Drake. And Game came in there and said, if you want to get to Drake, you got to go through me first. And you know, ain't nobody trying to go through Game.
Nah, hell no.
Nobody. So then Safari jumped in and said, yeah, me too. Why he did
what?
That, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like that dude in the background.
You're right.
The little small puppet back. Yeah. Like, you should just keep your fucking mouth shut.
Damn.
Yeah, right. Like, so I think that's what it stemmed from. So Meek Mill, of course, he's not trying to go see Game, him or none
Hell
of his
nobody.
So they see Safari out and they're like, oh, easy target. And they try to jump him. Now, my thing is this. Jumping, I don't give a fuck who you are, it's a punk bitch move.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like if you have a problem with Safari and you want to see him like that, give him a fair one. Like, okay, walk out the truck. Oh, right. Safari, I heard you talking shit. Come here. Let's square up.
But he did walk out the truck,
His friends did.
He was like the big boss. Like,
he's not going to fight.
Wait till you,
if you meet Mill, think of like.
Why you step out the car then?
Exactly. Because you sicken people. Yeah, you exactly. On some Thundercats ho type shit. Like, you're not really trying to fight nobody. You're trying to call your team to do it. That's bullshit.
And Meek has a lot to lose, right? Because he's the guy that's obviously he came in his own truck.
Right.
And he goes out there and he starts talking shit. And Safari get him with a two-piece and a biscuit.
It's over.
Yeah.
Bruh, Meek Mill is done. Over. His career is a wrap at that point. So he has a lot to lose. So I understand. Well, that's a different conversation.
Right.
A different day.
Right.
Well, right.
Is
here
it though?
Right,
he's still on the radio.
He's still in trouble.
I mean, look,
he's on his way out.
His run is on the end.
That Drake shit hurt him.
Absolutely.
It hurt him a lot.
No matter what he says.
Yes. They hurt him a lot. Nobody looks at him the same.
And continuous punk moves like this only hurts him even more. And see, here's the thing, right? Like, we're in 2017. This shit is recorded, homie.
He tried to lie and say it didn't happen. You saw that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that. He tried to say, oh, it's a distraction. Don't be believing people. But then the video came out, and it's like, okay, so it happened.
See, and I'm... 2017, you can't hide from it. You can't just say, oh, this shit didn't happen. No, this shit fucking happened, bro. Stop. Look, if you're not gonna actually be the biggest boss out here and go handle shit one-on-one,
then don't do nothing.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because already your career is flailing. This right here is only gonna make it worse. You've already tried to deny it. We have the video evidence. Bro, where do you go from here?
Well, my thing is, I don't understand how you take this as a win.
Oh, he's claiming a win? Whoa!
I don't know if he is specifically, but obviously people, his fans are like, oh, yeah, sentiment. Safari got fucked up. Safari got jumped.
They're looking for something.
All of they're grasping for straws,
People online that probably haven't been in those type of situations or understand it. That's all that is. Like, it kind of goes back to, oh, shit, how did I forget about this shit? DJ Academics and Vic Mensa.
We got to talk about that. Are we done with the Mick Mill shit?
We can come back to that shit.
Hold the Vic Mensa until we're done, because we got to wait till Rod comes back for that.
Yeah, but, yeah, because when I saw Beat. Well, not Beat, but B. So when I logged in on Twitter, I saw B. Oh, what happened now, you know? Yeah, that was the food and the thumbs, again. But I was like, oh, so what the fuck is going on? And then I saw him, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, this makes no sense, Meek Mill. You don't need to be making moves like this. Having your boys jump Safari, and then I didn't even know people were saying, like, oh, he should have fought him. Like, there was one dude who didn't run.
And he got hit in
the chest.
Right.
But he still kept going back, but Safari was out.
I don't blame. See, that's the thing. It's like I have never been jumped in the sense of I had a bunch of dudes actually hitting me. Mm-hmm. I've been jumped in the sense of I had a bunch of dudes rush me. One or two of them got a clock in. I turned around, got a couple, and I was like, oh, you have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
And then it's time to run. And I remember having this conversation with quite a few people, and they're just like, I'm not running from nobody. Yeah, because you've never looked in the face of death, motherfucker. And you know what death is? Fucking 12 angry white dudes calling you nigger. That is the face of death, bruh. Like, I remember we were leaving the masquerade and these motherfuckers were trying. I think I told y'all the story before. Pillsbury Satan and his friends were trying. Did I not
tell you? Nah, I haven't
story time with Mike.
I did. No, this one, it's not a full story, but we were at a show and I remember there were these dudes that were like moshing hard in the pit. Mm. I don't get in the pit. Like, not for death metal shows, because they're not normal. Like, you could really get hurt in there. So I'm on the sidelines, and I remember one of my boys got in the pit and hit this kid, Pillsbury Satan. Pillsbury Satan spit on my friend. My friend and about four other of my friends started spitting on him back. Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you. Yeah, we'll fuck you up. And I'm like, man, okay, y'all. I'm not a fighter. Mm-hmm. I only fight if I absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, y'all go ahead with this bullshit. So Pillsbury Satan.
Who is Pillsbury Satan?
He was this. Okay, so he was about Ralph's height, but he was fat. This fat, rednecky white dude.
Okay.
I didn't know he was racist or anything until later. He leaves. So we're like, oh, yeah, we won. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, real big victory. You fucking punked out one guy. Congratulations. We go outside. Little do we know that Pillsbury Satan done called a whole bunch of his friends.
Rose deep.
Yes. Yes. So we get outside and we're talking to a couple other friends of ours. We look over, Hills Pillsbury Satan. What's up now, F-A-G-G-O-T? What's up with that? Yeah, come on, come get some. We're like, oh. So he's got a crew. He has a crew. Great. And now I didn't say shit. I never started shit, so I'm staying over here. My friends go over there and they're arguing with him. Now, this is the problem. You don't argue with people that are trying to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, you did this and you did that. There's no rationale here. No. So then I hear, yeah, well, fuck you and the nigger.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why I said, ooh, okay, well. I'll be a nigger today, whatever. You know, and my boy's looking at me like, oh, they're trying to call me. Oh, yeah, he's calling you a nigger. I heard him from here.
And?
I've been called nigger before. I'll get called nigger again. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to die for nigger. Not today. So they're over there trying to argue with this guy. Next thing we know, more people come up. What? And then, yes. So one of the dudes swings at my homeboy. My boy pepper sprays him. His pepper sprays expired, so it didn't do shit. All it did was piss Pillsbury Satan off. They rush us. It's time to go.
Yeah. That might be a little different for me. So if it's a small crew of us, I think at that point I feel like we might be able to take
4-on-20? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I get by yourself, but I think if I'm with like
a, here we go.
I'm just saying
here we go, like, with that manly.
No, it's not a manly thing. Then why would you difference? Because it's like it's your boys. It's like. Like, I remember, like, me and my boy, we was like, okay, so we used to actually sit around and talk about this. Like, so if it's, like, four people, you think we could take four of them if it's just us two? You've had these conversations
okay,
before,
right? Four on two is straight.
Yeah. But you saying it was, like,
there was four. When I tell you there were a bunch of pick-em-up trucks.
Yeah.
All right?
Damn.
Bruh. You know what a pick-em-up truck
is? Lynch mob.
Not a pick-up truck. A pick-em-up truck with the big wheels, all that. I'm not doing this.
Nah, I feel you.
Because there's just no reason.
All right, okay.
And we're a bunch of young, straight-edge kids. We don't fight. And that's what I'm trying to get these guys to understand. This
they
is
acting
not
like it. They
movie.
Was acting like it. Yeah.
We can take it on this one guy.
When you're a jet all the way.
No, bro, it's time to go. I'm over there. I'm looking like the bitch of the crew because I'm like, no, let's go. They don't understand because I have been jumped before that when I was living in Conyers. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers from Marietta, they don't understand the dynamics of getting fucked up. So I'm like, let's just go. Y'all don't really understand how bad a punch hurts. I know.
Yeah.
So we finally convinced them, and we had to book it out of there. They are chasing us. They chased from the masquerade all the way through the Kroger parking lot to the front of Kroger. Because my thinking is, let's get to the front of Kroger where there's cops. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. Now, people will look at that and be like, oh, man, you being a bitch. Okay. Put it this way. There's four of us. There's 20 of them. That means one versus five for each person. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me you're going to fight five people. Mm-hmm. Why? So you can say I'm not a bitch. So you can say I'm not a pussy. I'll be a pussy, a bitch, a punk all day long. But you know what? I'll be staying with all my teeth.
I'm alive.
Yeah, I don't like
that's all that is. I'm not fighting.
No, I feel that. Mm-mm.
I'm fighting if I have to. If I have a real reason to, that's it.
But it seemed like it seemed like Safari had like two of his boys there, right?
Now, that was a different situation. So, yeah, it looked like Safari had two other homies with him. And it looks like Safari was only rushed by three dudes.
Yeah.
Now, that situation is a little bit different.
And then I think but you don't like know in the boys. Moment, though, because all you see is all some dudes get rushing. Out of yeah, the sure. car. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
And he kind of looked like
he
may have got
stolen. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think you don't even know if some of them got guns.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'd be worried about. Like, if people got weapons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because fighting fair is only a thing of our day.
You know what I'm saying? It's funny, exactly. Like, listen to the video, everybody talking about, oh, y'all stop, chill. It's like, motherfuckers ain't trying to chill.
No.
Like, if they done got to that point, if they drove up with the intent of jumping out to be Safari, chill ain't on their mind.
Right.
And you saying chill ain't going to stop that shit at all. Right. So
all the shit makes Meek Mill look like even
like
more
what
of a
was
punk.
Like what was they were saying in the car? Hey, they go that nigga right there. Like oh, you gotta know, imagine right? Like what was they were saying you in the car know. Before
they like
got...
which one? The real skinny nigga with all white on. Let's fuck him up. Come on, man.
That's whack.
Very oh, real my quick. God,
the Vic Mensa.
Bruh.
Academics, dog.
Did you see this?
Did you see that shit?
I did. I meant to look at it. Damn, when y'all saw it. My bad. Wow. But just catch me up. Catch me up.
Man,
because I saw y'all talking about it, but bruh. I meant to go. Like I said, I'd be busy, man. I meant to go look at it.
Oh man,
this is when the internet meets the streets.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Tell me about exactly it. Give me a recap. What happened?
Vic Mensa was on that. You could tell, like, out the gate. He was not fucking with Academics.
Yes.
Because Academics made some lame, corny-ass joke.
Where was he?
He was on Everyday Struggle. He was on Everyday Struggle, that show with Academics and Joe Budden.
Yeah.
And Vic Mensa was coming on talking about his music and all the stuff that was going
just
on.
Just the interview.
But Vic Mensa wasn't saying nothing,
Vic Mensa was sitting there the whole time.
The whole time. He was
next to DJ Academics.
Yeah. Like, you saw his leg.
Wait.
Yeah.
His leg was what caught me. I was like, oh, he's mad.
Wait, when you say next to him, he's like, well, little Yachty was?
They all sit like
that.
He was where Lil Yachty was.
Yeah. Okay. And they were talking for like 15 minutes about all this other stuff or whatever. And then out of nowhere, I can't remember what
BJ
Academics asked him. And then Vic
Mensa
was like,
about people making comments about Chicago. How do you feel about that?
And he said, actually, you know what? You a bitch.
He's like, I wanted to smack you in your face. And he was like, how do you think that you have the right to be sitting up next to your computer jacking off talking about what we do? Like, these are people dying and you making jokes.
Disrespectful.
Man.
Wait,
what Vic Mensa did to him.
Dog, like, yeah. He straight up that, punked him.
He did.
And he kept testing Academics the whole time. He wanted Academics to say to something crazy.
Did he say right there Academics, next to him?
Academics was having none of it.
He was to the you say he having none of it, he just didn't entertain it. Right. What you're saying. Nope. Okay.
He was trying to defend himself in a real, like, calm way. But he knew that if he said the wrong thing, yep. It was going to go back. Because Vic was like, look, the only reason you're not getting punched is because we're here with all these cameras and shit. Mm-hmm. But he's like, and the best part is he said, this is only a mild pass, a short pass. He's like a hall pass. He's like, that shit could be gone tomorrow. And I was like, damn.
Man, yo, like it was great because he was exploiting the what was happening in Chicago for views and clicks and everything.
He does that with a lot
of people. That's why a lot of people fuck with him.
It's fucked up, but like, dog, he created like a video. I didn't know any of this until after the fact.
I did, yes.
War on Chirac video series mocking.
What? He in there telling jokes and shit.
Yeah. And he's never been there.
Calling them savages.
What? He said he's never been there.
He's like giving commentary on, you know, the violence of Chicago without being
laughing
there.
Laughing at some
jokes
dude getting shot in front of his kid or mocking that. You know, calling people like this one dude got jumped and his chain stolen. And he said, call him like a pussy. Like, you don't know any of these dudes.
What was Joe Budden saying?
Hey, nothing.
Joe Budden is like, trying to tell Academics about that shit for the longest.
It's been like 40 episodes they done had.
But he doesn't listen. Like, and like this, man, like this is this new age of this internet stuff. Like, and we talk about this shit all the time. Like, They didn't grow up at a time when rap was real. We know people were dying,
right?
Because everybody knows that what happened with Pac and Big.
Right.
Motherfuckers, PM Dawn got their ass whooped. Like, this shit was fucking real, man. Wu-Tang Clan was fucking people up. You say something crazy, you got to deal with the repercussions of the things that you said. Mm-hmm. And journalists have historically had to deal with that. The source has stories of shit happening. Mm-hmm. That's why they stopped fucking with shit and just start saying, well, part of it was business. But anyway, moving away from that, like motherfuckers have learned how to be nice in hip-hop, but sometimes what he was doing kind of crossed the line.
Yeah, you're talking about life and death.
Yes.
It's different than talking about somebody's album.
Right.
You know?
And he just went way too far. Nobody in Chicago likes him. And like I say, again, in the very beginning of the video, he made some lame joke. And, you know, Vic Mensa heard it. He was like, he kind of rolled his eyes. And everybody watched it. Just go watch just the very beginning of the video.
I'm going to watch it, yeah.
I've been meaning to. He was like, man, this motherfucker, this lame, corny-ass motherfucker like this. But the whole time, he was checking him the whole time. And the thing about it is Academics did that shit to himself.
He did.
Yeah. Because the interview was over and they were moving on. And he decided to ask them about Chicago.
And he tried to play it off like, I've been meaning to ask you about this. And I did that on purpose because I wanted to see what you had to say.
Right.
You could tell. Anybody with common fucking sense could tell Vic Mensa was not fucking with you.
Right. Yes.
Don't test him. Because I didn't know. I knew about the Chicago videos, but I didn't really think about Vic Mensa's stance on that. It didn't even occur to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I really like Vic Mensa musically and as a speaker. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I want to hear what he has to say. So I was like, oh, she's on. What you call it?
That was me too. Everyday struggle.
Everyday struggle. I was just watching this. Me too. Yeah. I didn't know about all the fighting shit until it got to it. And I was like, whoa, I was like, oh shit, this is crazy. But people were defending Academics, and I was saying, look, I understand. If my friends were getting shot, killed, whatever, and I got some internet nerd over here making jokes, and they're like, well, he never really joked about the deaths. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. It's on the videos. You can hear it.
Right.
You can't run from it.
There's certain things that you're not qualified to speak about. You know what I mean? Like, you can say, well, shit, the deaths in Chicago are crazy. And this needs to stop. Y'all, brother, stop killing yourselves. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But Academics, that's not what he does. He makes fun of situations.
Yes. Right.
And those situations, they're not jokes, man.
Nah, man.
They're not jokes.
I thought he just mainly, what am I trying to say? Fuck. I just lost it that quick. I thought he just mainly reported news.
Dude, that's what they say.
But he has
commentary.
He tried to call this shit fucking satire.
He did. You cannot make satire about death. Yeah. It's not fucking funny. Unless
and it wasn't fucking satire.
It wasn't satire.
You're fucking lying. You're trying to
it wasn't
make
satire.
An excuse to get out of the situation.
You're making yeah.
And he
jokes.
Always does that. Whenever somebody is like, mm-hmm. man, you need to stop doing this shit. He's like, oh, it's just commentary. It's just reactions, you know.
Then fine. You know what? Me punching you in your fucking face is a reaction.
It's a reaction to what you did.
Right. And that's what,
and there'll
like,
be commentary about it later.
Right.
You gotta give commentary on your own shit.
Right.
So I got punched in the face today.
Right.
Right. Like out the gate, as soon as he asked the question, he was like, well, I think you a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he said, I was like, oh.
He's like, it's ballsy shit coming from a person that's not a ballsy person. I've said this before, this whole troll generation, like, they don't understand the consequences of the actions. Like, you can say what you want online, but understand, don't come out from the mask. Mm-hmm. That's what Academics fucked up.
Yep.
He came out he and did. Was like, "Here's my face, guys."
I knew this was gonna happen. Right. I knew this was gonna happen, man. I was like, man, this thing's gonna go right. This dude, especially when they started, they adding this new element, I guess, of bringing these artists on. This is right. like, kind of new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew this wasn't gonna go well because I know that he's been out there just reporting all kind of stuff and having his own little spin on it.
Yeah, typically he just covers like the rumors and you know shit that happens in hip hop culture and things that are
and it gets a lot of hits.
He does. He gets crazy amount of hits.
People on the fucking internet. That never mind.
No. I didn't know he was doing like the Chicago stuff. Yeah, like Chicago is nothing to play with, man.
No,
like,
hell
Chicago,
no.
Like I was born there. I was partially raised there. Chicago, since 1984 that I was born, has been for real.
Oh, I know. I've been there before and got us some shit immediately.
Chicago ain't for play. Like, dude, you can't, first of all, not being from there or being from an environment that is like that, mm-hmm. you're hiding behind this internet stuff and then making the, yo, I'm surprised it's taken this long for
where is he from?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Someplace the like internet. Kansas or some shit. Right, like the internet. That's where he's
from. That's where he was born.
Yeah, he kept testing him like, and
that's crazy.
And it was funny because his reaction was so internet. He was like, "Yeah, it's okay to have him on because you know I can say stuff, and it's okay to have them come on and speak their piece and speak them." Like, dog, he is not trying to talk to you right now.
No, he's only talking because he has to because he can't fuck you up because his camera's on.
And he wants you to say something. Like, he's waiting for you to say something so he can clock you. Give him a reason. He was like, "And I think you're a hoe." Like, Rod, it was. It was so disrespectful.
So he was just going straight out his manhood.
Like, dude.
Yes,
and you're right. You're sitting there like, "Hey, man, like, oh, I'm only gonna be so many bitches."
Right.
That's what you're gonna fucking say.
Right.
He didn't say none of that.
I got your bitch.
And on top of that, Rod, like after that went, and the host, oh my god, I felt so bad for you. Like, I just didn't know. If I would have known, I never would have. And Joe Budden was like,
just laughing.
If I would have known, he was like, I would have sat y'all two together. He was like, I need to be in that seat right now. Joe Budden has been trying to tell this dude for the long. He was like, y'all motherfuckers got shit twisted. Like, I think even at Complex,
yeah,
there was a video about
Complex. That. I saw
where
that.
He ran up on Angel. And they were trying to talk shit about Wale. And I'm like, dog, like, you can say what you want about Wale, will come fucking see you.
Oh, yeah.
He has done that.
Right.
Don't get shit fucking twisted out here.
But see, now that's where I disagreed, because I feel like you should be able to say anything you want about an album. If you think an album is bad, you can say, well, look, this album is bad. And if an artist gets in their feelings about it and wants to be a punk and cry about it, that's a different situation. Because this is just my opinion about this. Yeah. This is just my opinion about this piece of art that you put up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I can have an opinion about that. But now it changes when you're discussing other things.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I don't like Wale's album. And by the way, I think Wale's a bitch. I think Wale fucks men. I think Wale does this.
And that's kind of where it goes.
Change.
Yep. Wale's soft. Wale's this, that, and I'm like,
oh. Why are you doing that?
Yep.
Talk about the product that he put up for you to talk about.
You
but don't you don't know him.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's where I feel like I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that shit anymore.
Right.
No one's seen me. Like, people have said shit, and I'm not even gonna get into those stories, but people have said shit to me like they're gonna fuck me up. Nobody's done it. But I just at a certain point was like, man, this is not cool. Like, I don't know Wayne as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Big Sean. I might still make little jazz about Big Sean being corny, but this whole thing of
you think he's corny based on his music.
Right, based on his music. Yeah, I don't know him as a person.
Right.
This whole thing of just being like, well, I am safe to say these things about people. Honestly, real talk, I should have got my shit punched a long time ago. I really should have. Like, there are a couple rappers that I've said stuff about that I won't repeat here. I should have got punched because I had no right to do that. And I think that Academics hopefully at this point is getting to that stage where he's like, well, shit, you know, oh, what?
He's getting reality stage. Checks.
And we'll,
like,
we'll yeah. see.
And it's didn't he just say something about SZA too? Like, what was that?
Yes,
was
he
that?
Sure did.
I heard about
SZA. And that happened before happened. This happened.
Like, what did he say about SZA? Like, he's.
Oh, what? He, it was disrespectful.
He called like an Amazon bitch or something like that. I'll pull it up.
Why would he even do that? Like, I don't understand this dude.
But the thing, the other.
Because he's internet. That's what trolls do. They think it's okay.
And that's why people on the internet were defending him.
It's just a troll. No, it's not, motherfucker. It's real life.
Yeah, it is real life.
You're dealing with real life. People, if you want to talk to a troll, talk to a troll. Mm-hmm. K-Rock ain't no troll.
No,
hell no.
Schoolboy Q ain't no troll.
Top nigga, dog. TDE ain't troll. Fuck that. Y'all saw that video with Kendrick with all them bloods in the fucking yard pumping.
Thank you.
Hell no.
I'm not fucking with Kendrick. No.
Nah. I'll talk about your music. That's about it.
I don't like your album. I'll say I don't like your album. I'm not going
to
call you
a bitch. Yeah, he said he referred to her as one of them Amazon bitches.
Why? Why did he say that?
Because he's academic and he thinks he can just say that shit.
Right. He thinks he's safe.
But now you're on this show, you're in Complex, and you're exposed.
Complex going to get rid of motherfuckers.
We'll see.
You're making a lot of
I understand
money.
That, but I think Joe at some point, controversy. I think at some point you're gonna be like, damn, is it worth it? No, it's worth it.
I feel like it's gotta come to like a real fight. Right.
Okay. Look, let's look at it from the business perspective. This is like clickbait for them, and they don't have to do anything. Right. This is all on this dude academic.
Oh, yeah, they do put that disclaimer in the beginning of the
show. Yep.
And they let that bitch stay up there for a long ass time.
It sure does. The whole thing.
So from a business perspective, this shit is perfect for them.
So they just gonna let it blow up?
Hell yeah.
All I gotta do is cut the plug.
I think they brought him on there.
That is so fucked up.
Like, they made that a clip and put it out. They could have edited that shit out.
Oh, they did?
They sure did.
Yeah.
I saw it after.
That's how I saw it.
They sure did.
Because that's why I hit you up. I was like, wait.
It's a business move.
They did. So Complex edited just that one part. Complex
they know exactly what's going to get out
no,
there.
No, Complex is smart. Yeah, that's smart as shit, Rod. That's smart as
shit,
bro.
Look, you did it.
I'm not. Look.
Wait, remember when Cormega got that beat? What did you do? Remember when you edited that one part and we released that one part either as a tweet or something like that?
I'll probably put it in the beginning, but. But
what's the difference?
Because they end up making peace at the end. So?
So what?
No, wait. No, wait. That's irregardless with your overly motherfucking happy ass. What the fuck is you talking about? Right, it's all about the controversy and making
people understand.
Okay.
That, but y'all talking about something. The way y'all talking about this shit can really like be like
But it could really be something bad.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It could have went left.
Yeah,
quick.
I get you.
But at the end of the day, it's on academics to figure his shit out.
Exactly.
Right?
Because Complex.
Exactly, because he has his own platform. If he wasn't who he is, he wouldn't be where he's at right now, right?
Right.
It's because he created his own platform, doing what he does. Just like how we had, like Mike just said, he had to temper some of the shit that he would do and say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We all had a slight turn to the right or to the left to get us to the position
but y'all
where
were
we
never
are now.
Disrespectful.
No, not to the
I
point you were.
I feel like I was very, very disrespectful about a lot of artists.
But
I should have got duffed. Plain and simple.
No, I now looking back at it, I agree. And I think you were the most egregious one out of the group. But as a group, we were labeled like that. And we had to fix that shit.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause we came early on, we went personal at a lot of artists.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just it no being reason. About the music, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we had to grow out of that shit.
Right.
Hopefully, right now, with academics being exposed like this,
right.
like it's him,
mm-hmm.
bro, he got to fix that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Complex cutting the checks,
that. Yeah.
Man, that's smart as shit by Complex, bro. That's smart as fuck.
Because you know what the difference is? If he had done that on Complex, I would agree with you and say part of this kind of lies with Complex because y'all are promoting it.
Exactly.
Academic did this shit completely outside of Complex.
Exactly.
So Complex looking at it like, you did this shit.
Exactly.
Yep. So yeah, we're going to capitalize on
exactly.
it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I would too.
It's just how we were talking about with Bill Cosby and Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
Right? Like, if I have a platform, am I going to allow you to be on this platform?
Mm-hmm.
Right? For what reasons? This shit is good publicity for Complex,
I
not
understand
good for
that
academics.
I understand
it's
that. It
is. It's just
dirty.
Yeah.
It's
like,
it's not
more.
I understand it from a business perspective.
So when you watch it, go to like the 40-minute mark because they go back at it again. Yes.
How long is this joint?
They usually like an hour. Yeah.
But then
yeah.
somehow it comes back around because I think Joe Budden said something.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, Joe Budden. The only reason I haven't slapped you now." Because Joe Budden was kind of like, because Joe Budden was like, man, I wish y'all motherfucker would come say that shit to me.
You oh, he did do that. That was funny.
Yeah, he was like, he said, because I ain't, he said, I ain't going to be sitting over there or whatever. Like, he was still mocking academics.
And he was like, he's like, man, I'm not going to let nobody come in here and really hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's when Vic was like, well, the only reason I didn't do anything is because of Joe Budden.
Yes, yes.
If Joe Budden wasn't here, I probably would have snuffed you.
Right. Yeah, Vince, and Complex knew that he couldn't just bring academics on a show like that by himself, even though I think he
could have. Yeah, they could have. Joe Budden for...
For the balance.
Because he said crazy shit too.
Of course, no.
But he's had to pay for his words too.
No, he has.
That's true. That's true.
So if anybody knows.
That's true.
It's Joe Budden.
He had to get punched in the eye and be on camera saying, look what my eye is looking like because I was talking shit about Ray.
Yep.
Not talking about, she's talking about Method Man and Raekwon and his crew.
God is
clocked him. So he learned.
Yeah.
And maybe everyone needs to learn that. And I'm hoping that at this point, academics learns this shit. You this is not fake.
I know Complex is waiting for them to get slapped on.
I mean, weed that shit up.
I think most rappers are not going to mess up their money, so they're not going to do it on campus, like on site when they
see it. How's that going to mess up the rapper money? How?
Because he's going to get sued. It's on camera.
And publicity. They still need to go up there to promote their shit. They still want to get covered.
But that's not going to hurt their album sales, but not it's going to hurt their money in the way that I feel like that's an easy
and
lawsuit.
Oh, well, and lawsuits and stuff like that.
Because, again, I'm not a fighter. I'm suing the fuck out of you. But you know what I'm saying? If Wayne came up and punched me in my face for what I've said, okay, I'll take that. I deserve that hit. But I'm getting off of it.
I'm getting mine.
I'm getting mine, bro. You know what I'm
saying? You paying to get this eye fixed.
And more. And
some
more.
I can buy my dignity back.
Remember when Rick Ross got at DJ Vlad?
No.
No.
Vlad sued his ass.
What happened?
Wait, there? Rick Ross actually hit him?
Rick Ross or his peoples got at Vlad, and Vlad sued him. So he basically, we talked about this before.
Did we?
Yes. Because you were like, I would do the same shit.
I would. That's what I was thinking. Remember I told y'all when I was coming back from South by Southwest, and I was at the airport, and did I tell y'all this?
You saw Ross. Yeah,
yeah, and I saw Ross. And I think
that's how we got on that story.
Fuck. And I was thinking, I'm like, okay, we're not that big. So Ross probably hasn't seen it. I'm like, but what if he has? And I was walking towards him. I'm like, oh, God, tell me he's not looking
at me. $4 million lawsuit.
Oh, I'll take a hit for $4 million,
bro. Yep, $4 million lawsuit. He said he had to stop interviewing Rick Ross because he can't take hard questions.
Wow.
I see? Could see that, though.
I could, too.
Damn.
And Rick Ross, even though he lost a bunch of weight, he doesn't travel with anything less than like three or four big
ass
dudes.
That's what I'm about to say. He got goons.
Bruh, the guys that I saw with him, I wasn't scared of Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I was looking at his people and I was like, oh my God. I was thinking, I was like, I promise you on my life, I was thinking, I was like, man, if that guy hits me, I would just die.
So
he's that big.
Yeah. So just for people out here, this is what happened. It happened in 2008 at the 2008 Ozone Awards. And they're saying Ross didn't do it, but he said that Ross orchestrated the attack. Then he said that broken eye in the suit. He said he had a broken eye socket, a broken nose, nerve damage to his face, cheek. He just saying all, I mean, the more you put on there, the more
of course,
you get.
More money.
But you have to back it up with medical records. So it must have happened.
Yeah.
So they stomped him.
Yeah.
It was
nerve damage?
You've seen the people that he rolls with.
Yeah, we know.
So again,
we're not
back to
Rick Ross no more, dog.
Right. Yeah, you know, actually.
If you're a boss, you don't necessarily have to do it. You just don't want your people to do it. It's a smart move. But and that's what he did. He got to pay for it, but
that's
glad done.
Yeah,
so,
man, whatever. All right.
Anyway.
The next question comes from Mr. D Mass 5. He says, "Hi guys, big fan of the show, so here's my question. Should I press charges on my friend since 5th grade? I'm 20 now. Here's the story. Me and this guy go way back, but the other day I noticed $600 missing from my account."
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, pause the question. Hell motherfucking
already,
yes.
Already.
Let him finish it.
He has a history of cracking cards, and I let him use my card to buy liquor for me, but I was with him the whole time. I never lost possession of my card, but I think he made a copy of it when I wasn't looking. But he got access to my account. The only thing I gave him was my pen. Y'all got to use punctuation.
Why is he giving him his pen? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
I don't know how this could happen. I asked him about it, and he denied. Then I went to the police, and they showed me evidence indicating it was him. This is a guy kind of in the streets. and has access to guns, and he hasn't ever worked a job, but somehow has two cars and an expensive condo. What should I do?
This ain't your friend, bro.
Yeah. Nah.
First of all,
there it is.
Dry snitching. You might want to think twice. Yeah, about, yeah, access to guns.
Yeah, because look, man, your homie. Like I've let my homie, hey, bro. Like, hey, you going to the store? Yeah, yeah. Go, give me some. Yeah. Pin number's this.
Are you serious?
No, I have. Not,
then you deserve to get got.
Nah.
Real talk.
None of your friends.
Yeah,
I don't feel that comfortable.
You don't do it at all
unless they have hella money. Like, I have two friends out of all my homies that are rich.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, take my pin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I know they have no reason to steal from me.
You know,
but regular homie, I wouldn't give none of y'all motherfuckers my pin number. Really? Hell no.
I don't even give my wife my pin.
Oh, y'all? Serious?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I have my
y'all
fiance's
have a joint
pin.
Account?
No.
What?
Whoa. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right out of here.
I'm out of this one. Yeah. That's another conversation.
Whoa.
So is
okay. Absolutely not.
But going back to this, I'm with Rod. I have like my brothers, and I have about two or three homies that, you know, like if they're going to do something and I need something, hey, bro, you know, just hook me up. Like I don't have an issue with that. But here's the thing, though. Fuck that, you take my money from me.
Right.
Like, no. Whoa. That's as disrespectful as you spend on me, dog. Like, I had to work. I had to use time that I cannot get back to earn this shit. No, you, hey, I'm going straight to the cops. I'm getting that money back. Look. No, yes. Press charges. Yeah. I didn't need to hear the whole thing to know to press charges.
$600.
Yeah, no. Fuck that. $20, my nigga. I'm
not pressing charges.
No.
For $20.
I'm not gonna press charges for $20, but I'm gonna come see you
for $20.
Yeah, like hey, bro. Like hey, look. I told you to spend $25. Why are $55 missing out my shit, bro? You know, I need some answers. No, that's not cool. You, as somebody that is close to me, you should not take from me, because right. If you ask and I have, I will
saying,
give
Jordan
it to
Lucas,
you.
Jordan Lucas, you like, man, wait, when I see you, give me a screen.
Exactly. So, yeah, shoot me. Yeah, you don't have to if you take my money.
Yeah.
So, Mike,
what?
You would not let me get your car and go get you something from the store with your pin number?
No.
Why?
Because I don't trust anybody. There's nothing against you, or you. Y'all, I feel like y'all are all my friends, but no.
But why? Like what? Mm. Like, so you're saying that there's a part of you that think me, Roderick Wright, will take your money
there's
if you
a
gave
me
your car.
There's a part of me that thinks that every single person on this earth is inherently evil. And something could happen to make them do something fucked up. But including myself. So
I understand that, but like I'm just trying to understand that. Like, why would you possibly think, like, I see you every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to see you. You mm-hmm. have my number. You have like you have access to me. Like mm-hmm. Why would you think I would do something that stupid?
Because it happens. And that's the thing. It's like I watch Judge Mathis. Uh-huh. I see motherfuckers on there mm-hmm. where they're like, this is my sister. This is my yeah. cousin. This mm-hmm. is my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And they stole $1,000 from me.
Mm-hmm.
If that can happen to them, it can happen to myself. So, and the thing about it,
this is just a question. I'm just asking.
I know. Again, it's nothing against any
right,
of y'all.
I get that, yeah.
I wouldn't even give my girlfriend, well...
There it is.
I don't know. I haven't done it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I would ever even give my girlfriend my card and my pin.
So if and when you get married, joint account, yes or no?
If I what?
I don't even think he could think about it.
Okay, so if you have a super serious relationship,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Joint account?
Never.
No joint account?
Not
with
never.
Super serious, no.
If I won't even
hell
let you
no.
put your records on my shelf, you think I'm going
right.
to give you access to all of my
hey,
money?
Maybe people didn't hear that episode, so I'm just...
I'm just telling you.
I know.
You know what I mean? But no. I'm with Ken. I'm not doing a joint account.
See, but that's different, though, because you married, though.
But you said if I get married.
No, not you.
I understand you. Okay. Now.
But now, Ken, like, you married, bro. Like, why are you not doing a joint
man,
account?
Man, we need to answer the question.
He's right.
Yeah. Right, we can actually really revisit this.
Yeah, we can, because that's an interesting thing.
That's very interesting.
We done kind of got a little off track.
But, so. No, yeah, I wouldn't. I feel like if you're giving him your access to your account, you're kind of asking for it. Not saying you deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But I'm saying you have to be smart.
Right
you
exactly.
You have to be smart.
And I particularly don't agree with that. Like, if it's my childhood friend and we're very close to, I would never think he would do something like that.
I
and if he
you,
did, what would you do? What would be your reaction if he did? Like,
because
like,
the cops say he's involved.
Your boy from DC, I can't remember his name.
Cortez, light skin.
Yeah, Cortez. Yeah. So what if, like, you know, he?
Because we've given people, we've given each other money before.
No, no, like, I'm sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. But what if, you know, he came to visit, whatever, whatever. He's like, yo, hey, bro, you know, you about to go make this move? You know, cop me this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
He's only supposed to take out like 50, but you see like 300's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You ask him, he denies it. Mm-hmm. You look into it. And you see it was him. Like, what? Like, how do you react to that?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be hurt. Like, he going to know that I'm hurt.
Bro, you going to take him to court, though, is what I want.
Press charges.
I don't press charges.
I wouldn't press charges. But really? I'll let him know, like, yo, man, I can't fuck with you no more, man. Like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? We don't got to go to court or nothing like that. But just know I'm not fucking with you no more. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah, but that's not going to pay your rent. Like,
right.
And
but
he's not in a situation.
So if it's a situation where like, I'm about to get kicked out of my house or something. Yeah, I gotta somehow get that money back.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if it's a situation like that, but if it's a situation where like, okay,
like it don't hurt me,
yeah. But what you did hurt me more than what that's hurting me.
Yeah.
I'm just not fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's
you're cut off. You're dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, come on.
So I'm suing. I don't know who you are. Yeah. I'm suing.
Family member too?
Hell yeah. Well. That's another story too, but I'm in a situation like that, similar like that with my brother. He tried to
play.
But I was telling my other family, like, if he had actually done it and we found out, like, if I had given him this certain amount and we found out that it was bullshit, I'd have been suing him in a heartbeat.
I've been in that situation, like that same family situation. My brother and my mom were writing checks, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, go ahead and finish that. I got one too.
Which was kind of crazy because I didn't know anything about it. I just know money was fucking missing. I had to do an investigation to find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out it was them. Like, it fucking hurt because I'm like, God dang. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing out there? But I kind of rationalized them. I'm like, dang, y'all must have been in a bad spot, you know, to do that, like to pay cable or to pay the light bills. You know, I'm in Atlanta. I don't know what the fuck's going on down there, but at the same time, like, dang, y'all motherfuckers pick up the fucking phone and call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying?
Before
you steal from me.
You know, I can help out. But, and that wasn't the first time my mom did that to me. Like, I remember one time I went to get fucking gas. And this is the time when I had my own business. I was doing running a processing company. Everything was commissioned. Like, you don't close, you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember just, you know, sometimes you're just trying to get through the month. I remember when I went to the fucking store to get fucking gas, put my card in. And that bitch got to like $5, $6, $7 or whatever, and that bitch stopped. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? My shit was empty.
Mm.
I still to this day don't even know how I fucking got through that shit.
Mm.
How I got through that moment at all, because I had no money. None. My shit was in negatives. So yeah, that shit is happening to me with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but press charges? Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to figure it out.
Yeah, I have to agree with Ken. I'm actually lying because it did happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of forgot about it. I think I told y'all about this. My mom did that shit, and I had to get debt consolidation to fix all my shit.
I don't know. I know about that.
I thought I told y'all that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got a call at my job one day being like, you haven't paid your credit card in 8 months. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
in there too.
I don't have a credit card.
In there too.
And I had to go, you know, it turns out that my mom had done this. But, I had to get debt consolidation because, you know, in order for me to be able to pay that credit card off, they had to do something to get the interest rate lowered or something. And I was only like, I don't know, 18. I didn't know how to fucking do that shit. And I didn't press charges.
So she used your credit card.
No, she went and got
Social security number. That shit happened to fucking me when I was in college. Oh,
you a black kid for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit happened, dog.
Not for real.
That's real shit. That's fucking real shit.
That's a black family thing.
All of that shit get put in, you know, kids' names.
Yep. Well, she didn't do any of that, but she did get a credit card in my name. And she came clean. I was just like, well, fuck it. You know, I'm not taking my mom to court. I'm not going to sue my mom. So I'm lying, actually. I guess I wouldn't. I mean, maybe I would sue my brother. Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on who the family member is.
Gotcha.
It does, and I think it's the relationship.
Scenario. Right. Yeah, because we're not close.
And the scenario, because like Ken,
because if it's maybe just a cousin, I'm fucking suing you.
I know you.
Shit out of you.
I'm suing the shit out of your ass.
The scenario too, because you could possibly rationalize the scenario, right?
Mm-mm. Like, not if we're not close.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The person and the scenario, like your mom,
gotcha.
18,
yes,
stuff like that. You could be like, okay, well, you know. Okay.
And I look at it like this. I was like, because I thought about it, and I was like, man, my mom was single for the majority of my life, working 2-3 jobs.
Hey, so she was desperate.
This is the least I could give you.
Yeah.
She was I think she went and got some. She probably went and got her hair done. No, my mom got some purses.
You think so?
Yeah. No, my mom. Yeah.
You don't think it was just like kind of like a survival type of thing?
No, I think she probably thought she could pay it off.
Okay. They always do. Yep.
Cause my mom is not vindictive like that.
You'll never find out.
My mom is bougie though.
And then you just forget about
it. My mom took money from me all the time.
But in this particular this particular scenario, though,
to this day, I think
my mama just left me IOUs in my little bank. I was so mad.
That's cold.
Here's the coldest part. I would go up to her like a couple weeks later, and be like, "Hey, mom, I got this IOU from you." She's like, "But I put the clothes on your back.
I'm telling you,
they always go, mom. My mom pulled that shit on me, man.
Like, that shit on me too.
I remember one time I had like probably close to $1,000 under my dress. I thought I hid it. I guess she was in there.
You never hide nothing.
I realized that now.
Never. Not in my house.
I realized
that
now.
Thought you was hiding it.
And you know, I just like, man, let me go get me a couple of dollars or whatever. And that shit wasn't there. I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm like,
your heart went straight
to
your
stomach. It did.
Yeah.
Because I have to not only go to her with the money, I have to also answer the questions on how I got that much money.
Right.
Because I wasn't supposed to be, my bad, man. I wasn't supposed to have that much money working at the job. So you got that. And I don't know if I was really ready to answer those questions.
Right.
Because it wasn't all legal. So, so I was like, so I did eventually ask her because that's a lot of fucking money. So I'm like, yo, mom, did you happen to find out? She's like, yeah, I needed to pay some bills. I'm like, you could have asked me.
Yeah, but yeah, she pulled it. Why I gotta ask? She's in my house.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, but.
So my flow is my money.
So she kind of did the same thing. She's like, yeah, I needed to pay the cable bill, this, that, and other. So I'll pay it back. I ain't seen that shit yet.
Yeah, and you won't.
Yeah, you ain't gonna never see it.
And you won't.
She's like, yep, thank you.
We still.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
That came right on
time. But this
the Lord good, ain't he? The Lord really good, ain't he?
He ain't always there when you need him, but he's always on time.
Damn, kid. But with this dude, right, man, like.
You got press charges.
First of all, like, you did this to yourself, dog.
Yep.
Like, you gave him your shit. You gave him your opinion. Like, you entrusted that dude. He violated that trust. Mm-hmm. But I also think you know the answer to that motherfucking question. Because when you started to say, hey, this is the guy that got access to guns and shit. And bro, you know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Leave that shit alone. Take that L. Right. And just be like Rod said about his best friend, like, I'm done. We good, fam. You can have that. You needed it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we good. We're done.
I wouldn't. Even, good? I wouldn't.
No, good as for
yeah. Not good. Good. Like we good, man.
No, okay.
Yeah, we're done. Good. You know the answer to that question, dog. Because if you wouldn't have even clarified, you wouldn't have added all that qualifier shit to that shit.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want those problems. No. So let that shit go, man. Just you got to eat that.
Your life might be worth more than the $500 that he took.
Right.
Not might. It is.
It is. Yeah. Right.
Especially if you're not like that or built like that.
Right,
Right. You're not about that life?
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah. We appreciate the question. Make sure you send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Is The Mic Still On? We shouldn't be going on hiatus for a pretty good and long time now, so if you've unsubscribed, make sure you go and resubscribe. If you haven't left us a 5-star review on iTunes, please do that. It helps us get viewed. And make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen. And we appreciate you. We'll catch you next week.